Herring, Marcia Connett, Joan Rory, and Ron Purty. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 32-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's host.
Good morning and welcome to Community Matters. I'm Marcia Connett, your host. I am so glad that you've joined me. This is my first program in the new year, and I have a very special guest with me. And full disclosure, this is someone that I have worked with for more years than I care to think about. It's Dawn Kelly. Dawn Kelly is an instructor for GED HSED. She works with Gateway, but we're going to talk about a real specialized program that she's involved with. But first, just to give some background, Dawn, do you want to talk about just kind of what GED HSED is about?
Absolutely, Marcia. Thank you. So I have been with Gateway for over 20 years, and I've been with the GED HSED department at Gateway specifically for, maybe 11 or 12 years now. So GED and HSED are for students who did not complete high school and need to come back and get that high school credentialing. Gateway has a number of options and a number of locations. As you know, we're in Kenosha, Racine, and Elkhorn. We also partner with YWCASEW currently for a while longer doing some online classes that students in Southeast Wisconsin can attend. Actually, I think anywhere in Wisconsin can attend those online classes. We have the lab over at Workforce Development Center in Racine. And then our newest addition is we also have the GED lab at the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy. And that's where I'm located.
Okay, now tell us where that is located.
Okay, so the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy, which is KELA for short, it's just easier to do the KELA.
I like that.
We are on the corner of 22nd Avenue and 63rd Street in Kenosha near Jockey. Yep. It's the old Brown Bank building.
Wonderful. Easy to get to on a bus line.
Yes.
Is there separate parking or is there street parking?
There is a parking lot.
Perfect.
You can watch the arrows because there is an in and an out when you get to the building. Don't go the wrong way. There is
street
parking, but there is also a parking lot if needed.
Okay, that's great. And so if I'm someone who maybe left high school for whatever reason, didn't get enough credits, didn't graduate, I know I need to do something. What do I need to know, or what do I need to bring you to be part of the program that you're involved with?
You need to walk through the door.
Wow.
That's literally where we start, is walk through the door. The GED lab that we have in the KELA building, we have our own computer carts full of laptops ready for students to do anything they need to online to get them set up and get started. We have a classroom available. So while we don't currently have classes there, students could do the self-paced classes and come in with us in the evenings and work on our computer so we're available to assist. They can do their orientation, the virtual online one, when they come in the building. We can help them set up their initial account. We can help them register for the classes. We can help them apply for grants to help pay for those tests if they want to do the GED tests.
Oh, wow.
Any assistance they need to get started, any tutoring they need in the program, any guidance on what would work best for them, and the initial testing and practice testing can all be done at the GED lab.
Okay, so there, any student who enters your program, and again, they would become a Gateway student.
They
right?
will be a Gateway student. We are a Gateway location.
Okay, great. And is there a cost to participate?
Absolutely not.
So no. I don't have to pay Gateway?
No, the programming is free. The only cost that comes in with this is the testing. So the testing costs, last year they varied between I want to say it was $36 to $40 in that area, depending on which test, if you took it online or in person. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive if that's changed this year. It is only the first week of January.
Right.
If you can't afford the cost of tests, we will help you apply for a grant that Gateway does have with their testing center that can help you pay for the cost as long as you've met the criteria, which is you're ready to test, you've done practice tests, you show that your skill level is ready to go, and we can help you offset the testing costs.
Okay.
If you choose HSCD classes as opposed to testing, the classes themselves are free. It's only you're doing testing. So for some students, they come in and they have a good skill level and they just need to get in and get out. There's sometimes an employer requirement to do it. Testing is sometimes the fastest way. Other students, they want to do work from home. And so there are asynchronous classes that they could do online where they are working through the materials and maybe scheduling virtual meetings with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
There are also in-person on campus and virtual classes live with the teacher. So you can meet with a classroom live from home if you can't get out, or you can go to campus and take courses.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about these tests, because not everybody is as familiar with the GED/HSED program. There are four areas of testing?
Five.
Okay.
So
can you talk about each one of those and what that
if you're like? Getting a GED, you do tests, not classes. You test out. So you have science, math, social studies, language arts, and civics. That's the number five test that everybody forgets. That's basically similar to taking like the citizenship test. So it is the civics test.
And the social studies, yeah.
Yes. You can take those tests, and it is just five tests, to get your GED. If you do not want testing, now you're going to move into HSED, which includes the same five subjects, essentially. Everybody takes civics as a test no matter what. The conditions under which you take it just depends on which program you go to. The other four subjects, social studies, science, math, language arts, in HSED, it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure situation. Do you want to test? Do you want to go to the class? And then it's, do you want an in-person? Do you want to go virtually? Do you want to be with the teacher? Do you want to work at your own pace? Or do you want to combine some of these things? Because it really is what's going to be best for your schedule. In addition, if you do HSED, you also have two additional classes. You have to do health, and you have to do a career awareness.
Okay.
One of the things that Gateway has added into their HSED program is also you do some additional smaller mini classes for digital literacy. To ensure you're able to use the computer as you're doing your classes, and financial literacy is also brought in as well, which everybody should have financial literacy.
Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, if I'm only a few credits short of getting my regular high school diploma, say I didn't take economics or whatever that might be. Do I have to take all of those other classes or tests?
No. If you were just so close to graduating, what you can do is do the orientation course with Gateway to get into the GED system. And part of that is you can discuss with your initial instructor. Every student, after you complete orientation, your last step is you meet with an instructor to do a PEP. It's a personal education planning meeting, so your PEP meeting. And at that point, you tell your instructor, your GED instructor, hey, I think I'm almost there. And there is a process with Gateway to review your high school transcripts to determine whether there is different HSCD options available, And so there is potentially an option available where you have enough credits that you might only need one class.
Okay. That's really cool. So you referenced the orientation meeting a couple of times, or the orientation.
Yes.
Tell me what I should expect if I come for an orientation. How long is it? How many days? What does that look like?
So most students will take the online orientation course. It is 10 modules or units, mm-hmm. and it's a welcome to Gateway and welcome to GEDHSED.
Okay.
It's an introduction to what to expect. It's an introduction to what it means to get a GEDHSED. It can look at your strengths and maybe help you guide and plan what you're going to go into this as your goal and approach. It also sets up an initial test that you take to determine what skill level you're at in math and reading, which can help guide your choices as well. That's called the TABE test, which is Test of Adult Basic Education. Mm-hmm. Every student will take it before they meet with their instructor.